B-Pod Studios.
Morning.
It's Friday.
Hey, let's not forget
Father's Day this weekend.
As you know, Father's Day is right around the corner.
So is everybody excited for Father's Day on Sunday?
Where's my Father's Day present?
I don't celebrate Father's Day.
I'm sorry, but who made Father's Day the dirty stepchild of holidays?
You gotta call him up for Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day, Daddy.
Happy Father's Day, Dad.
I'm not your father.
The worst Father's Day ever.
This one's for Dad.
This is for you, Dad.
Showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to a Friday. Morning. Is everyone doing well this morning?
Terrific.
The rain's over.
Day! Yes, it is, but yeah, nothing needs to be
just
watered.
Till Father's Day.
That's
oh,
right.
Yeah.
You can hear the excitement in the room.
So, is everybody y'all ready for Father's Day? Anybody doing anything?
No.
Okay.
No, I actually
your hair
know.
Crickets
only
tripping.
Friday.
Yeah,
okay.
It's only Friday.
Yeah, plenty of time. Okay. So, stuff we got coming up in the program today. What are we going to cover in Dirty Laundry today?
Well, some Yahoo put a list of the best quotes, the 100 best quotes from movies from the 21st century. And I have a problem with it. Especially number one.
Okay.
I mean, it's pathetic.
You will reveal at 7:45.
I sure will.
I mean, you live your life in movie quotes. You can quote
exactly.
any movie.
Exactly. And I feel, and you know, many of them are from the 20th century, but the ones that this person picked from the movies that he picked or she picked, just, ugh, Bush League?
Okay. Yes. Okay, we got that coming up today. Hey, it's kind of, you know, we mentioned this yesterday morning with when we were talking to Bob Ryan. It's kind of like an inverse universe we're living in this morning because we have a Canadian team that has won the NBA championship, and we have no Canadian teams in the NHL Stanley Cup final.
Yeah, and they haven't won a cup since 93.
Wow. Go figure.
That's exciting. I mean, speaking of that.
It's their first basketball championship.
Wow. Oh,
first
so
basketball
first.
Championship out of the country.
Yeah.
I know that it's been, a day and a half since the Bruins situation. But
did you have to bring that up again?
I know, but you know what? I just have to tell you one thing. Can we just say how good of a song Gloria is? I've been listening
too soon.
To it.
Too soon?
Yep. Oh, my God. It's so
me.
Good.
You have to understand that, I mean, of all four of our major teams, they were all in the championship game this year, and only half of them won. So,
oh,
I mean,
it's very hard for you.
Very hard
for
sports fans.
Yeah, I know. It's a sensitive time.
Okay.
The parade drought continues.
Yeah, it's horrible, isn't it? I mean, at least they got time to change the oil in the duck boats.
That's true.
Okay, we got that going for us here today. New movies are coming out this weekend. A couple of good movies are out. Men in Black, the new Men in Black is coming out this weekend.
No Will Smith.
And, yeah, no Will Smith in this. And then Shaft, the new Shaft is coming
back. Sure.
And, may we suggest something a little different for Father's Day this weekend?
This Father's Day, don't get Dad something lame like tools.
But I like tools.
Treat him as well as you treat your mom. Get him a Pandora charm bracelet. Choose charms for everything your dad likes. Footballs, beer cans, the remote control, some cold cuts.
Charm bracelet.
Why is mom the only one who can wear her life on her wrist anyway?
Well, it's because
she's not. Get your dad a Pandora charm bracelet for Father's Day.
Either that or some tools.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Father's Day is Sunday. I've been thinking about this. Dad skills, things you learn from dad. And think about the important things you learn from your dad.
Oh, the important things.
The really important things you learn from dad.
You know, it's funny. I was just in my garage the other day, and I found the bat that I made when I was 8 years old. My dad was a shop teacher.
Yep.
So I brought it out to my son, who's 9. I go, Daddy made this when I was your age, and I made this bat, Sam. And I'm not passing on any of those skills to my
son.
No.
Okay. Back in the day.
Hank, what was the biggest thing your dad?
My dad taught me how to camp, so I'm great at putting up a tent, which is good for
two nights a year. That's right.
Okay, so that's good. But he also taught me how to light a lake on fire one time.
How's that?
Really? Tried to light a campfire by this lake, and it was kind of rainy out, and he put a little Coleman fuel on it, lit it, fumes ran up the can, he threw the can, fumes spread, flame shooting off the top of the lake.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, that's a valuable tool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, well, you know, that.
Interesting.
My dad taught, you know, I think the one thing I always remember my dad told me was, nobody ever said life was fair. You know, and He was right about that.
What about Bruce?
Bruce Beckham?
Yeah.
Bruce Beckham has a lot of...
He has a lot of sayings.
A lot of skills.
Number one was, because he traveled all the time, and he's been married for 52 years, and he said the secret is never whistle while you pack. And that's important.
But to me personally,
I think the thing I learned most from my father is he'd look at something maybe outside or something that needed to be fixed or some hard labor, and he said, you know, you can pay somebody to do that.
That's brilliant.
Yeah. Okay, so I learned the importance of outsourcing.
Yeah.
Good morning. What'd you learn from Dad? Huh?
Yeah, good morning, Roger from Marshfield. How are you?
Good, thanks. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. Hey, first of all, big shout out to all the fathers out there. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
Anyway, I think my number one dad skill I learned is to basically live off the land.
Really?
Yeah, gathering wild edibles and... nuts and berries. And,
who is your father? You know, Grizzly Adams?
No kidding. Okay. So you must have done a lot of camping and stuff like that.
That is true. He actually had the nickname Moose because of the number of deer that he harvested.
Wow, that's amazing. Okay. Hey, well, thanks for calling. Happy Father's Day.
Yeah, thank you too, buddy.
All right, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. It's Mike in Rhode Island.
Yeah, okay.
Best skill my father taught me was at that certain age when you're a young man pulling nose hairs out with a tweezer from your nose.
I
still do it today, and it drives my wife nuts.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Do you ever get one of those little electric nose trimmers?
Well, I've tried it before, but it seems never to work.
Better with a tweezer, huh?
Better with a tweezer.
Important. Do you ever do it when you stopped at a red light or anything?
Why, yes, I even do it in my vehicle. I'm driving back and forth to work.
Yeah. Good to know.
Keep you awake.
Well, I tell you, I poked myself a few times, so it hurts.
Okay, thanks. Well, thanks for the too much information. Appreciate it. Okay, now hang on. Donna, what'd you learn from Dad?
What did I learn from my father? He was a dentist.
Yeah.
And his skills on his kids, was how to brush your teeth correctly.
Oh, that's good. It wasn't like Willy Wonka's dad, was it?
No kidding.
Oh, yeah, that was bad.
Never, he never had candy, never.
Oh. Never. So it was.
Okay.
It's horrible.
Okay.
So as adults, we went crazy with candy, but now we have... You know, my father's gone, so now we're paying for dental bills.
I hear you. Sorry, your father's gone, and so are your teeth.
There you go. Okay. Well, thanks for calling. Have a great day, baby. Okay, Ken, what did you learn from your dad?
Morning, everyone. What I learned from my father was never, ever say no to your wife when she wants to buy something for herself.
Brilliant information.
Really? Home.
So are you living on the streets at this point?
Have a great day. Okay.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. Lauren and Wally. Sponsored by Horizon Interior.
Okay, let's go ahead and grab a big poppy update for you this morning. Continuing to recover nicely, so that's good news.
Yeah, so his daughter posted something on Instagram. She said... Alexandria said, my dad hasn't complained once. He may be hungry. He's eating only ice right now, and he may be tired, but you know what he said not more than 3 minutes ago? Even the toothpaste tastes good here. I hope to share a bit of optimism in a time like this. Meanwhile, his wife, Tiffany, had thanked the man who drove him to the hospital because he drove fast. He drove 120 miles an hour and hit cars and things like that. His name was Eliza Salvador. He was at the bar. She said, your heroism and selflessness were the first steps to ensuring David could get the urgent care he required. For that, we are eternally grateful. So they've arrested...
it's up to nine now, isn't it?
Well, yeah. They're wondering if the plot was hatched behind bars in the Dominican. So these two guys who are in jail, they might have something to do with... They sort of... plotted it all. Yeah, more than 12 people are now implicated.
12 people now implicated.
It's crazy. Wow. Nine were presented in court yesterday or last night. Four additional suspects remain at large. One appears to be the local boss of a criminal organization in Reading, Pennsylvania, who was charged with ordering the killing of a man in the city last year.
Wow.
You know, this guy, it's apparent. His name is Louis Rivas-Clace. He's known as the Surgeon. I love it when they have nicknames.
Yeah. They all have nicknames,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, that's a good one.
The Surgeon is a very scary one,
yeah.
I feel like. Mm. He's described as the boss of a local criminal enterprise. That's the one in Reading.
In Reading, okay.
He's a fugitive.
Not Massachusetts.
Not Reading.
Right, yeah, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Right. So he's got a bunch of criminal history, and it's just...
This is going to be a movie.
And then there was the incident that, of course, the Daily Mail reported it, of the Instagram model and...
Maria Yarabel Martinez Garcia.
Thank you.
Got a lot of names.
She does. She got a lot of explaining.
Including Belle.
She showed up at the hospital in the Dominican. A fight ensued. We're not sure between who, if it was...
It's like mixed stories coming out, who she was fighting with.
Anyway, there was a woman there who wasn't supposed to be there. And so the authorities made her leave. There was a fight that ensued.
And also from the Daily Mail, there were documents that Big Poppy had bought her a Lexus the day before.
For $84,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. You know,
they keep saying that we're searching for a motive. And yesterday I read that a newspaper said he may have unwittingly developed a relationship with someone in the Dominican that possibly could be the motive.
He accidentally bought somebody a car. It can happen.
Can happen.
He's a giver.
As soon as this story broke, my wife is like, it's about a woman.
You know, I think your wife was right. But, you know,
I know.
She's
just,
always right.
I don't like it. I don't like it because, you know, I feel like, you know, I can talk about these things when it's Hollywood because it's far away and I don't know these people.
But
I feel bad right now because I feel like they're local and they seem like, I know that I don't know David Ortiz or his family, but I feel like they're my friends and I feel like saying, well, we don't know anything yet. And I don't want to throw him under the bus.
And,
they live here. They live here. It just feels.
But on the other hand, you know, we're not. Our job is not to be moral judges anyway. I mean, I don't care what his private life was like. You know? I have no say in that.
Yeah, exactly. So I just hope he gets well soon, and I hope his family can handle this. It's a lot. It's a lot.
You know, he's not my my moral beacon. He was a great baseball player. Yep. That's.
There goes summer vacation, though.
I know.
It's
going to
be a rough summer.
That's going to be a tough one. Jeez. Okay, Hagster.
Yeah, an awfully quiet one.
Yeah. Hey, Red Sox rallied from a 6-1 deficit. They beat the Rangers 7-6 last night at Fenway. Xander Bogaerts' solo homer in the bottom of the seventh proved to be the game winner. Sox hit 5 home runs.
Oh.
J.D. Martinez, JBJ, Michael Chavis, Rafael Devers. Sox in Baltimore tonight. Eduardo Rodriguez on the mound. The Toronto Raptors are the NBA champions after they beat the Warriors in Game 6, 114-110. In Oakland, the first time anyone other than a United States-based team has won.
It just doesn't sound right. The Toronto Raptors are the NBA champions.
Kawhi Leonard, the series MVP, the first NBA player to win the award while playing in different conferences. He won it with San Antonio back in 2014. Reports swirling that Kyrie intends to sign with the Nets.
Goodbye.
He officially becomes a free agent July 1st. Patriots traded a conditional seventh-round draft pick to the Lions for tight end Michael Roberts. He had 9 catches and 3 TDs last year. Justin Rose, your one-shot leader, have the first round of the U.S. Open at the Pebble Beach. Tiger Woods, 5 shots back. Phil Mickelson, 7 shots off the lead.
Thank you much, Hank. 105.7 WRR.
80s and more. 105.7 WRR. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
We have a serious question for your teachers this morning because this is the time of the year when you get like these parting gifts.
Yeah, so in New Jersey,
this happened.
This teacher, he's tried nearly 4 years to win tickets to Hamilton in New York City. Every day you sign up for a lottery, I've done it. And every day in class, he's a history teacher, like he's beloved. And every day in class, his phone would go off and he'd be like, I didn't win him again. And the kids in his class got together and they bought him Hamilton tickets.
Oh, that's nice.
They cleared the date with his wife. His wife and teacher are going. His name's Thomas Corby. And the total of the tickets, though, is $610.
Whoa.
Now,
which, by the way, is a bargain.
It really is.
That is a bargain, but that's a lot for a class gift.
So here's the deal. I looked up New Jersey rules and ethics rules for state employees. It says they're not allowed to take any gifts.
You believe
but
me.
It is New Jersey.
It
so
is New Jersey. Have ethic rules.
But in
New
Massachusetts,
Jersey.
However, I looked up our rules because we live here and not New Jersey. And teachers are not allowed. They're allowed up to under $50. Any state employee, basically $49.99.
Okay, now wait,
$50.
But is that per child?
Per child, yeah.
Per child.
Okay.
Per child, so that they have to. Any state employee, if you get something for more than $50, you have to return it or not accept it. And then if you're getting a class gift, it can't exceed $150.
That doesn't seem right.
I feel like this guy in New Jersey would have been okay to be like, well, all right, I'll just let this slide. But now it's gone viral and everyone knows about
Everybody's
it. Is he going to get in trouble now?
I know. I hope he's able to go. But it begs the question, like, for teachers, have you ever had to return a gift? I actually had a teacher send back a check I wrote because it was for $50 and it was penny over.
Instead of $49.99. Yeah. They couldn't have made it 51.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, no. So, yeah, I mean.
Okay, now see, now what's the difference in the kids getting together at $50? Say he's got 20 kids in there. You know, that's $1,000. That'd be up to $1,000 if it's $50 per kid.
Yeah, still doing the math. Hold on.
Nobody. I don't think. Yeah. I mean, there are some parents. The reason this all came about, too, is some parents were.
Trying they to curry favor?
Yes, because like for parents who have the means, oh, you can stay at my Cape House for the week.
Yeah,
you know,
just look at Lori Loughlin.
Yeah, exactly. But I wonder,
she gave in high school?
Yeah, what's the most expensive gift a teacher has ever gotten? You know, we won't use names if you actually do.
No, we won't use names.
617-931-1057.
Give us a call right here, 1057.
Because that's interesting to me.
Okay, so now we're hearing from teachers. And, you know, gifts that they have received. Like, for example...
720 Men for Maine is coming up.
Yeah, hang on. Yeah.
Don't worry.
Father's Day edition is coming up. We got Joe's in line. Hey, Joe, how you doing this morning?
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning.
So, what'd you get?
I was teaching these two girls in Braintree piano lessons for about 6 years. Awesome kids, awesome family. And as a thank you, the mother offered me and my wife and some of our friends their Plymouth house for an entire week. It was spectacular, right on.
Right on.
So nice.
And of course, you turned that down, right?
Oh yeah, I should.
All right.
Okay. No, I guess the part of the argument is if it's I was teaching them outside of a public school.
Yeah,
setting.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're fine.
I think I was in the clear. I was in the clear.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's thanks, Stone. Yeah. Joe. Have a great day today,
guys. Happy Friday. Take
okay.
Care.
Yeah. You too. Yeah. Good morning, this is Lauren White. So you got a gift too, right? Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey, what was the gift you got? Yeah.
What was the gift you got?
Several years ago, I received an earring and necklace, diamond and emerald set.
Oh my God!
What were you teaching?
Yeah. I was teaching pre-K, 4 and 5 year olds.
So in a private school,
in
right?
In Dover.
Yeah. Yeah,
not in Canton. I know that for sure.
Okay. Now, how long did this happen?
That was probably about 10 years ago.
You still have them?
I still have them, and I still wear them, and I only wear them on special occasions because they're actually really nice.
Wow.
That's amazing.
But I've received, you know, $50 gift cards. I've bought watches, you know, And then gift cards, too, to Starbucks or Target.
Wow.
And then handmade cards with little handprints and Google Eyes.
You threw those out, though, right?
Yeah, get rid of those.
As you're wearing the necklace and earrings.
All over my refrigerator.
Well, you know, what have we learned here? I think we've learned it's important to teach in private schools.
Yep.
Yes, it's true.
Okay, hey, have a great day. Thanks for calling. We got Terry's online. Oh. Hey, Terry, how about you? What'd you get?
I received 2 club-level tickets to Luke Bryan at Gillette Stadium.
Whoa! Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Private school?
Okay, private or public school?
It was a private school, yes.
Okay.
Let that be a lesson to you, teachers.
Pretty much confirms our theory.
Pretty good.
Except for suckers.
That's great. Hey,
thanks a lot. Have a great day, okay?
Public teachers get it again.
Happy vacation. Sorry.
Okay, now here's your men
for Maine. Good health
care, though. It's time for your Men for Maine episode. And it's brought to you by AAA. You know, Massachusetts AAA members can save 10% on auto insurance with AAA. You can save even more by bundling your auto and your home together. Call 866-284-7222 or visit your local AAA branch for a free quote. Switch and save today with AAA, and here's your Father's Day episode.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem and Ephus are having a tall frosty at $3 Dewey's when a young boy comes running in screaming for help.
Hey, Mr. Lem, Mr. Ephus, you gotta help me.
Well what's the problem?
My pa's out in the parking lot in a big fight with a couple of men.
Oh, okay, well, let's go.
Lem and Ephus immediately run out of $3 Dewey's into the parking lot and witness a horrible fist fight between three men, and we hear...
So, son, which one's your pa?
Well, I don't know.
Well, what do you mean you don't know?
That's what they're fighting about.
No. Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorna Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The Lorna and Wally Show.
Sponsored by Horizon Interior.
We got dad bots coming up, but hang on, we got one more up.
I think this is the winner for teacher gifts.
Teacher gift of the year. For so let's. What do you got here?
I went to Catholic school when I was younger.
Yeah.
And my grandmother, this is back in the 70s, 80s, early 80s. And my grandmother owned a liquor store in Roxbury.
Yeah.
And I grew up in Dorchester. And my mother and grandmother used to give me these little bags, you know, gift bags full of nips. And I'd give them to the nun. I don't want to say the school, but.
Really?
No, tell us the school.
St. Margaret's.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for the way too much information this morning. Okay, Father's Day is Sunday. I hope you're all ready for Father's Day. And dads, you know, the concept of dad, the perception of dad has changed over the years. And it looks to like today, the dad bod is the accepted physique for dads.
Yeah, I feel like this is... We're going in the wrong direction here, but whatever.
Speak
a dad
for yourself.
Bod.
Yeah, speak for yourself, Miss Workout. Yeah.
So this is the difference between men and women.
Yeah.
Because women are constantly thinking about their body and their whether their stomachs are flat, and they beat themselves up constantly. And then you've got Flabby Fred, and he's like, yeah, I don't care, I have a dad bod. 79% of men with a dad bod say they're happy with their body. 65% of all people say a dad bod is attractive, and 51%, that's half. I did that math.
Good job. Okay, so now wait.
Say it's the new six-pack.
Thank God.
Yeah, what happened
all
to the days?
All you need is a six-pack.
What happened to the days of the six-pack?
Well, you know what, I think the young man
people.
Has given up.
It's for college kids.
There's not plenty of dads. But, okay, so I'm watching Southern Charm last night on Bravo because I DVR'd it.
Yeah.
And I was looking at the men. And actually, my husband said to me, he's like, I should be skinny like those guys. And I'm like, those guys are not in shape.
No, Shep,
just,
has
Shep
a dad
is like
bod.
A dad bod.
Okay. Yeah.
And they all kind of have like these sort of like.
Love handles.
Lanky sort of.
Skinny like, fat people.
Just yes. And like they're fine with it. And that's great.
Okay.
I mean, I'm fine with it. I
like remember the pictures that came out of Tom Brady last year, and everybody's saying, "Hey, he's got a dad bod."
I just think, I mean, I think a dad bod is fine. I think it's great if you're happy and comfortable in your skin. I just wish that we would accept mom bods as readily as we accept dad bods.
Well, you know who doesn't accept mom bods?
Who?
Moms.
And some dads.
Okay. Well, that could be a problem, yeah.
The Lauren and Wally Morning Show. Lauren, LB, and Hank and Brian. Weekdays.
80s and more. All day and night.
105.7
okay. Good luck. Good luck. Suck it in. Move on.
God. I hope dad boobs become a thing.
That's my God.
Okay. Yep.
Jessica Biel is not. Cuba Gooding is getting handsy. Wienergate at HBO.
But what?
What?
The greatest movie lines. But first, I'm giving away 2 4-packs of tickets to the only Boston area Toy Story marathon. See all 4 movies, including an early screening of Toy Story 4, Thursday, June 20th at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, Legacy Place in Dedham. And you get a $50 Showcase gift card for your movie munchies. So I'm going to take caller 15 and 16 at 617-931-1057. This is a hot ticket. I'm jealous. Okay, let's get to it, shall we?
Yes, Cindy would.
The 100 Greatest Movie Quotes of the 21st Century was just out, and I'm a little bit annoyed by this list because I don't agree with it at all. Coming in at number one, I'm going to just play it for you right here. Ready?
Okay, let me hear it. Okay.
If you have a milkshake, and I have a milkshake, and I have a straw, there it is. That's a straw. Watch it. And my straw reaches across the room.
This is from There Will Be Blood.
And starts to drink your milkshake. I drink your milkshake.
Number one?
Really? That is fun to say.
I guess, but I don't know. So this list is like Florals for Spring, Groundbreaking from The Devil Wears Prada is number two. I Wish I Knew How to Quit You is number three. I get that.
Okay, I get that.
Now,
yeah.
Mean
that's
Girls,
from Brokeback Mountain.
She doesn't even go here, but it should be So Fetch.
Yeah.
And missing on the top ten list is Wilson from Tom Hanks Screams It in Castaway.
Yep. Okay. Yeah.
You Sit on a Throne of Lies from Elf.
It's absolutely.
13.
13?
I can't believe it.
That's a travesty.
Look at me. Look at me. I am the captain now. That's at 17. And 18, that has particular set of skills from Taken.
Really?
That should be in the top 10.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Don't
at least
think?
In the top 10.
Just Keep Swimming from Nemo at 59. This is baloney.
What about You Complete Me?
Is that in there?
It's
not
from
the 2000s? Oh, that's
probably 1998 or something like that.
I better go to the movies.
It's been a while. Okay. There's a new show on HBO called Euphoria. I'm going to call this Wienergate. Because it's a very, very graphic TV show about teenagers and drug use and sex. So yeah. That means that
this
all
is one all
the
kids
are going to
be
watching.
Yeah,
parents are going to freak out.
You showed me a clip yesterday, and I had to go directly to the HR department.
Exactly. Anyway, there's a scene in the boys' locker room that's supposed to be an homage to the shower scene in Carrie, and it apparently started off with 110 nakednesses.
Naked
you know
boys
saying.
In a shower?
Oh, my.
Yeah. But the HBO said, no, that's too many, so they had to cut it down to 30.
Wow.
So that's interesting to me that,
they
like...
bring in a Moyle to do that?
Oh, my God.
Now, that's funny.
What are they operating on, the penis principle? What's the deal here?
Oh, wow.
All right. Jessica Biel. She's bringing measles back because she's lobbying against a California bill to require child vaccinations. I mean, she says it's not, she's anti-vaccination, but somebody was in the meeting, spoke to somebody at like Bustle or whatever and said she's definitely an anti-vaxxer. And she's really taken a lot of heat for it because.
Thanks for the measles.
Yeah. So
you know what? If I can't send my kid with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, why don't you vaccinate your kid?
Right,
that's
exactly.
All I'm saying.
So there you go. Finally, Cuba Gooding Jr. is getting handsy. He was accused of groping a woman at a bar on Sunday. And then yesterday he was formally charged.
Well.
And there's video evidence, I guess. It's weird. It's grainy and it's gropey.
And did you see, speaking of that, did you see the Keanu Reeves thing that went viral over the past
couple
days?
About him not touching people in photos?
He will never touch a woman in a photo when they're posing together.
That's probably good way to go.
That's good thinking.
Yeah, you're right.
Yep.
You know, I don't really think it's that difficult to touch a woman and not have it be a weird sexual thing. I think, you know, like you don't have to not touch
them. If you can't see the hand, you don't know where it is.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
You know, you're right about that.
We're so scary, us women. Oh, don't touch her. I mean, my God.
All right, let's go out in the hallway. Okay.
No, don't
pictures.
Touch me.
Hey, you want a hug?
Hey,
come over here. I'll hug you.
Come over here, sweet lips.
Oh, my God.
We'll see how this works out for you, okay?
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show. Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The Lorne and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Is everybody ready to play for the cash this morning? Got $1,000 in cash up for grabs from Century Bank. So first things first, let's meet the person who's going to attempt to win this cash this morning. Her name is Susan LeBeouf, and she is a registered nurse from, I believe it's Swansea. Sue, are you from Swansea, Susan?
I am, yes.
Well, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Now, you're a registered nurse. Where do you nurse?
I actually work for an insurance company now.
An insurance
I went to the dark side.
Ah. You went to
so
the
wait,
dark
do you
side.
Go to yeah, people's houses okay, and, look, and like take their blood pressure and then so that they can
draw
be insured
blood
for
and stuff
hire.
Like that?
No, I do like clinical reviews.
Huh. Oh, so yeah, to see if somebody qualifies for the insurance, right?
For procedures.
Oh. Oh, for procedures.
Because I have a life insurance test. I was wondering if you could get me down to 180 pounds.
Yeah, okay. Hey, whatever it takes, Hank. We're here to help. Okay, now, Susan, let me explain the procedure that's going to be taking place here. Now, you're just an innocent bystander, you know, a hardworking lady who wants to win $1,000 in cash. In the meantime, the diabolical queen of quizzes, LBF, has been maneuvering in the background to thwart you with 10 really tough questions. Now, your job is to give us 10 correct answers within 60 seconds. You understand that, right?
I do, yep.
Okay, you can pass at any time, and but save enough time to pick up the answers at the end. You got to beat the buzzer. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go, everybody. It's time for Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
What's 12 plus 6?
18.
What is the capital of Rhode Island?
Providence.
Joy Behar is part of this daytime talk show.
The View.
The movie Rocket Man is about what singer?
Elton John.
What was the name of the pet dinosaur in the Flintstones?
Pass.
What flowers do florists often refer to as mums?
Repeat, please.
What flowers do florists often refer to as mums?
Pass.
Who played the dad in the 1991 version of Father of the Bride?
Pass.
Which one of your toes is also known as your hallux?
Big toe.
In Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, what candy did Willy Wonka create for children who had very little money?
I know this. Pass.
The mouth of the Mississippi River is located in which state?
Time has expired. Time has expired. You had five correct. You didn't get to the last one, and you passed on four. So we'll review for you right now. If you would, evil queen of questions.
Oh, my God.
I have to say, though, this goes by really quick when you're on the phone as opposed to listening to it on the radio.
Yeah, it's a lot easier when the pressure is on. Yeah.
It's a weird pressure. Okay. What was the name of the pet dinosaur on the Flintstones? Dino.
Dino the dinosaur.
The flowers florists refer to as mums are chrysanthemums.
Lucky we didn't ask you to spell that one.
Yeah, but that's going to be next.
Mums. I could have handled mums.
The actor who played the dad in the 1991 version of Father of the Bride was Steve Martin.
You knew that, didn't you?
Yes.
In Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the candy Willy Wonka created for children who had very little money, the everlasting gobstopper. Yeah. And the mouth of the Mississippi River is located in Louisiana.
But fear not. Susan, we have a consolation prize. You're going to love this.
You're going to like this. This is good.
$100 gift card from Casa Caña. Casa Caña. It's a Latin kitchen patio rum bar featuring great Latin cuisine, great drinks, and all that sort of thing.
Rum.
It's the Austin. rum.
Easy.
Rhymes with yum.
The Austin Hotel on Soldiers Field.
Rhymes with.
Right here in Boston. Enjoy that. Thank you very much for being
so much.
A member of the nation.
You did great.
Yeah, you did just fine. Have a great day and a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, anybody else you want to play this game? Remember, you have to qualify. To qualify, you have to register. You could win $1,000 in Century Bank. Log on to WRR.com. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and this is the Lorna Wally Friday Morning Radio Program. And we have a Friday Morning Funnies comedy guest with us this morning. This is the first time we've ever had this gentleman on the program.
First time he's been in Boston, Dusty Slay. I'm very excited.
Dusty Slay is his name. And the reason we say Dusty Slay, name of a stand-up comedian or something you find on Hank's driveway.
We're just strangling him with headphones
right now. Yeah, this is fun to watch.
That's okay. Now, the reason that's funny, well, not funny, but mildly amusing, is the fact that Hank actually has an antique sleigh that he keeps on his driveway because he bought it to have out at Christmas time, but he can't find any place to store it. And he can't.
Right. I finally just ripped the body off it so I can fit it into the yard. Yeah. Now I'm going to rebuild it.
Okay, Dusty, I have a question for you. I know you weren't responsible for naming yourself, but where's the name Dusty come from?
Well, my In the 80s, there was a wrestler that was very popular, Dusty Rhodes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Dusty Rhodes, yeah.
And then there was a character on a TV show called Dallas, a reoccurring character named Dusty. And that my mom says I'm named after the soap opera. My dad says I'm named after the wrestler.
I see.
They don't get along. My parents got divorced when I was two. Then there was a custody battle.
Was it all fighting about your name?
It started there.
Yes, yes.
So a Dusty, custody battle. Wow. Yeah, that was what, neither one wanted you or what?
Well, my mom lost, so I had to go live with her.
And, you grew up in Alabama.
I did. I grew up in a trailer park.
You did?
Yeah. Which wasn't that fun.
What's the difference between a trailer park and a mobile home community?
I don't think there's any difference. It's just how fancy you want to try to be.
I see.
Is there like a prime spot in a mobile home park? Like, does somebody want to live in a specific...
Yeah, I guess the place that you can't see from the main highway.
Okay.
Good to know.
Okay.
You know, in the back.
Yeah.
Somewhere in the back.
Right.
Yeah.
You want to be able to, you know, pee off the back porch. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
First time in Boston, eh?
Yeah.
I wouldn't try peeing off the balcony.
No.
It's very dangerous.
Yeah, it's too nice.
So, yeah, what do you think of Boston? By the way, Dusty's going to be at Laugh Boston tonight at 7:30 and tomorrow night for two shows at 7:30 and 9:45. And this is his first time ever in Boston.
That's true.
What do you think so far?
Well, so far, I've only been at the airport, I've been in traffic, and I've been at the club.
Yeah.
But
it.
I like it.
Yeah.
You've seen it.
Yeah.
So far, so good.
It took me 40 minutes to go 4 miles yesterday.
Yes,
okay,
welcome.
Well,
welcome
had open
to
traffic
our fair city.
Yeah. I mean, get yourself a $30 lobster roll, and you've done Boston.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I like it. I'm having a good time.
Be sure to, be sure to take the T while you're here, because it's like going to an amusement park. It's because you never know when you're going to derail.
Yeah.
And, for example, Brian's...
Oh, the T is like a train?
It's a tea. Yeah, okay. It's a, subway. Yeah.
I thought you meant have tea.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, from that tea party thing. That's
exactly.
Boston
it's confusing.
Thing.
Yeah.
Well, that's right. You know, everything I know about the South is from Dukes of Hazzard. So,
yeah. Well, that's a good representation.
So, yeah, pretty much nailed it.
Yeah.
Do you like growing up in the South? I mean, you travel all over for your
I've lived in Alabama. I've lived in Charleston, South Carolina. And now I live in Nashville. I love the South.
So do you like it hot and sweaty as well?
I do. I love the heat. I love country music. You know, I'm all about it.
My parents have spent an entire month in Alabama. It's called the Redneck Riviera.
Oh, yeah.
And they love this place called Florabama.
Florabama, yeah.
That's right on the Gulf of Mexico. Beaches and all that stuff. Yeah, they have casinos down there, too, don't they?
Rednecks on the water is the best.
So I asked him if he had ever met any swamp people, and tell us your response.
Well, I grew up in a town called Opelika, which is Native American for Great Swamp.
Really?
So, but there is no swamps there. So,
no swamp?
But I mean, I guess...
Built a trailer park on it.
I mean, I could be a swamp person. I mean, I wrecked in a swamp once. I flipped a car into a marsh, as they call it. That's kind of a fancy term for a swamp.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
a marsh is a fancy swamp.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So I flipped
wetlands is a fancy swamp.
Well, I was drinking, and...
okay.
But it was fine. We were okay. My buddy was a little hurt, but he's fine.
But
what's a little hurt?
Did that have anything to do? Because you told us you quit drinking. Did
I
have
did.
Anything?
Yeah, I quit drinking. I quit drinking because I used to black out all the time, you know. And nothing good ever happens when you black out. No one's ever like, "Man, you blacked out last night," but I appreciate you helping with those taxes.
That's true.
Yeah.
You are. I have to say, he is one of the happiest people I've run into in a long time.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm having a good time. That's what I like to say. We're having a good time. People we're having a good
married?
Time. Are you married? Yes, I am married.
Well, surprising.
Yeah.
Hey. I'm sorry. Did that? I'm sorry. Was that mic on? I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
Okay. So how long have you been married anyway?
About 2 years. Almost two years. Yeah.
Almost 2 years.
Yeah. This month it'll be 2 years.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah. Thank you.
Your wife isn't one of those hot-looking ladies that likes to fish with her arm, go down into the swamp and get the fish on the end of her arm?
No, she's from Canada. I mean, she's from the country in Canada, but I don't think they fish with their arm, you know, because they have ice fishing, so
right.
It's too cold.
Yeah, too cold. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You'll
where
lose an
where
arm
in Canada?
Peterborough, Ontario.
Oh, is she a hockey player?
She is not. I think she played soccer growing up. Yeah. I mean, they're into hockey. They like it.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Do you like hockey from Alabama?
Well, you know, in Nashville, we have the Predators. And
that's right.
So, I mean, I've been to a couple of games, and I like it. I didn't grow up watching hockey. You know, there's not a lot of ice in Alabama.
There's not a lot of ice skating in, Louisiana.
Yeah, if we were in ice skating in Alabama, you'd get like one day a year.
Yeah.
to do it. It's hard to learn.
When you're in Boston, get a Bruins jersey. They're on sale.
Okay.
Okay. Well, listen, if you want to see, it's going to be a good show. One show tonight, two shows tomorrow night. You can get tickets. Just log on to laughboston.com. That's laughboston.com. Tonight's show 7:30, and then tomorrow it's 7:30 and 9:45. Dusty Slane. We'll have more with Dusty coming up right here, 105.7 WROR.
And more. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interior.
Okay, we got your weekend planned for you here. If you want to see some comedy, we got a show. You can go tonight. You can go tomorrow night. Dusty Slay is the guy's name. He's in town. First time he's ever visited Boston, and he's over at Laugh Boston. He's got a show tonight at 7:30. He's got two shows tomorrow night, 7:30 and 9:45. You can get your tickets by simply going online to laughboston.com. It's over in the Seaport District. Great venue for a show.
And Dusty's got a little bit of the Kid Rock thing going. I like that.
Some people say I look like Kid Rock's little brother.
Yeah, that's good.
I don't even know if that's a real person.
Now, Dusty grew up in a trailer park in Alabama, and this is the first time he's ever been up to Boston here. And
that's
true. So, first impressions. What do you think of Dusty?
Well, the big city, you know. I am happy to be here, actually. This is great. Everybody's been nice to me. I love the accents. And, you know, because...
What accent?
Well, you know, there's some unique accents. Like, mine's not as strong as it used to be, but, you know, I grew up in the South with a real...
Did you used to talk like this?
Oh, yeah. You hear clips of me as a kid. I mean, I'm definitely... Yeah, I had a high-pitched voice and super Southern. Like, you don't even think
Dolly
it's the
Parton.
Same person. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I met Gene Hackman when I was a kid. They filmed the movie Mississippi Burning.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah,
the town my dad lives in. And all the downtown scenes in Alabama.
Really?
Movie in Alabama. But, so I met Gene Hackman. I got it on tape on VHS. And, that's on the internet. But you can hear me. Hear me being all country.
I was at Goodwill the other day. I saw a VHS player.
Oh, yeah.
Actually,
Well, I love a Goodwill. You know, I got a new TV recently, and I wanted to get rid of the old one, but I didn't want to throw it away. So I decided I would take it to Goodwill. And I showed up at Goodwill, and they were like, nah. And it's like, we don't take those anymore. But they did take it. Later that night when they were closed.
That's good. They just didn't know they took it, right?
I was like, I'm not getting rejected by Goodwill.
That's, yeah.
So now you grew up and your mom and dad separated and they split and then you ended up living with your mom, right? And
that's true. Yeah. Yeah.
But Father's Day's coming up Sunday. You still in touch with dad?
Yeah, I'll give him a call. Yeah, no, I hang out with my dad. My dad's cool. He lives on a farm. He's a farmer. Taught me how to farm. I helped birth a cow before.
You did?
Get out of town.
Yeah. Yeah,
wow,
really.
What's that like?
Well, you know, it's
delicious.
Yeah. Well. It is wild. You know what I mean? Like when the cow's having some trouble, you gotta kind of reach in there.
Get in there?
Get it out
get
of there.
And pull it out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Like in City Slickers.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
We lost his watch.
Except,
Well, did you ever have to help out castrating the bulls?
No, never did that. Okay, we never did any of that kind of stuff.
That sounds dangerous to me.
We wanted our bulls to be active. You know what I mean?
Yes, I understand.
You get the calf, right?
Yes, yes.
Happy bulls.
Yeah. Happy life.
Castrated bull did us no good.
Active bull's a happy bull.
Yes.
That's what I've been told.
I have been chased by a bull.
Really?
Well, we have something in common. I have, too.
Yes?
Yeah.
And now you're running a zigzag pattern? What do you do?
I jumped a fence.
Okay, that's a good
idea. I jumped in a trailer. Not like a house trailer, like a... A trailer,
yes, yes.
Because I learned from Cars that you're supposed to run in, you know, serpentine.
That's not an alligator?
No. That was worked for bulls. That was the bulls. In an animated movie.
I never saw them.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I got kids. I've seen them all.
So after you jump the fence, then what do?
Well, then you're safe.
Yeah, but you got to keep going, right? How do you get...
No, the bull stops at the fence.
I learned that,
So you're
too.
Still on your own property.
Yeah. Or you could be on someone else's, but there's not just bulls everywhere. It's not... Jump a fence, and now there's a bull over there.
Yeah.
Another fence.
It was like bull country.
Overrun with bulls. A lot of bulls.
Like some sort of bull running video game.
You're in Pamplona or something.
Yeah, I was just
going
to say, he's got to go to Spain.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I would never do that. I don't know why people do
that. Why do people do that?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I didn't like being chased by it. I didn't go.
And that was just one bull.
Yeah, it wasn't a thrill to me.
I bet no one who goes is from Alabama and lives on a farm.
Because
they know it's dumb to be chased by a bull.
And if you get hit by a bull, it's not fun.
No.
Ask any matador.
Yeah, I've seen people get kicked by bulls and cows.
Yep.
And it's not It's not a good time.
Okay, probably during that caliber thing you had going on. Yeah.
They kick a little then.
Yeah, they do.
Maybe that's why your mother wanted out.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, listen, we appreciate you coming in to see us this morning. I hope you have a great time while you're in Boston.
Well, I hope so, too.
And I hope you end up liking it here.
Thank you.
You're going to love it.
I love it. I love it already. This is great. Everybody, very hospitable. You know,
excellent.
Boston hospitality.
Well, that'll change.
Yeah.
Well. Dusty Slay. One show tonight, two shows tomorrow night, Laugh Boston, tickets, laughboston.com. Thanks for being here, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You have yourself a great one.
Okay. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.